As a teenager in my hometown of Hope, Arkansas, I often heard my pastor say, "If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything." Corporate leaders, political leaders, church leaders, and families are at their best when they're motivated by principles rather than public opinion. What are some of the principles worth living for? Ask a room full of people, you get a room full of answers. But there already exists a code of principles established thousands of years ago, adhered to by millions of people from a variety of religious backgrounds. It's been widely accepted as a basis for appropriate behavior. And fortunately, no one has copyrighted the Ten Commandments. Although an increasing number of attempts have been made to prohibit these principles from being displayed in recent years, they've survived through the ages. They're the foundation for most of our laws and commonly accepted codes of human behavior. And law always reveals the character of the people who created it. Therefore, God's law reveals the character of a God who delivered it. In the Ten Commandments, law is the imperative of love. The essence of the Ten Commandments is to depict what love really looks like. Now, the Ten Commandments are divided into two sections. The vertical laws deal with people's relationship with God, and the horizontal laws deal with people's relationship with others. Jesus would say the entire law could be summed up in two basic principles: to love God with all your heart, and to love your neighbor as yourself. This essentially captures our responsibility to God and to others. Now, some people have attempted to portray the thou shalt nots of the Ten Commandments as negative. Understood in the proper context, however, these commandments are positive affirmations of life-giving principles of a life done well. Let's take a look at the 10 basic laws that appear in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. Number 1, you shall have no other gods before me. This is an affirmation that God can create a relationship with us that is strong enough to dismiss the need for further searching. The second law, you shall not make for yourself an idol. The Creator God can't be limited or confined to some tangible object that can be sold, lost, or destroyed. God is a person, and He can't be contained in some physical trinket, and we need to be glad He can't. The third law, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. This principle of not using the Lord's name in vain affirms that God's name should not be used carelessly. We must not treat God's love with contempt. The fourth law, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. For true love sets apart special time for those who are loved. The principle behind a day of rest was not to have a day to forget God, but rather to have a day to remember Him. The fifth law says, honor your father and your mother, because real love respects authority. We have to learn to honor authority first in the home. If we don't learn respect in our families, we will likely never learn it at all. The sixth law, you shall not murder. This commandment affirms the sacredness of human life. It reminds us that the goal of love is always to heal, not to hurt. The seventh law says, you shall not commit adultery. Adultery defrauds the love of another, and it destroys the self-esteem of the one being.